This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
We've been chatting to Consumer Affairs Victoria in a series on rental agreements. Today we continue this series and we'll be looking at how you end a rental agreement when it comes time to move out. Nicole Rich is the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria and joins us monthly. Nicole, it's great to have you back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
It is great to have you. Now, let's start with the renters when it comes to ending rental agreements. How does a renter go about ending their rental agreement?
Yes, exactly. This is the two sides. So both renters and rental providers or landlords can, of course, end a rental agreement. Sometimes people talk about notices to vacate. So it's good to sort of keep in mind if you're the renter, you'd probably be issuing a notice of intention to vacate. And if you're a rental provider going the other way, you'd probably use a notice to vacate. But you might not even necessarily need to go that far because the first thing, that people don't always, know is, you know, our first sort of piece of advice if you're thinking about ending your rental agreement is actually just to discuss it with the other party. So a lot of, every day rental agreements are sort of amicably wound up by people just actually talking to each other, renters having a chat with their rental provider, for example, and saying, look, we're wanting to move out, and then just coming to an agreement about the date that the rental agreement is going to end and when people are going to move out. However, there are obviously kind of rules and rights in place if you need to do it more formally.
What is this notice of intention? What form does it take? Is there a particular form for it, or is it just writing something, an email saying, hey, we intend to leave?
Yeah, there is. That's a good question. There is a form. And, I always like to say that the Consumer Affairs Victoria website has useful information on it. It also has, in the renting space, really, really helpfully, all of the kind of forms and documents that you might need in this space. So absolutely, there's a form there that you can use if you need to give your rental provider a notice of your intention to vacate. Another thing probably that is really important for renters to keep in mind is I think it's pretty typical in Victoria that people might sort of start off, and when you first start a rental, you'd probably sign up to a fixed term agreement. The typical length in Victoria would probably be 12 months. If you don't give notice that you're intending to sort of end that agreement at the end of the 12 months, it will just roll over and continue, and it turns into what's called a month by month or a periodic rental agreement. So it doesn't automatically end at the end of the fixed term period unless you actually give notice that you want to leave at the end of the period. And you've got to give at least 28 days notice as a renter if you want to finish it. So it's really worth being aware of that.
But in that case, it doesn't automatically roll over to the same rental agreement either. You know, you mentioned it goes to month to month. So it's not like if you have a 12-month lease and then it rolls over, you are automatically on another 12-month lease. That's something you'd have to communicate with, right?
Exactly. That's spot on. And so, I mean, you know, again, it's not uncommon if you're a renter that, you know, as you're approaching the end of the 12 months that your rental provider or their agent might write to you saying, you know, you're coming up to the end of your term. We'd like you to, do you want to stay, sign up to a new agreement? But it's worth noting that unless you or they sort of give notice to finish the rental agreement, you don't necessarily have to enter another 12-month fixed-term agreement. It will just continue and roll over to month to month. I mean, the benefit of month to month is obviously it's more flexible and you don't necessarily have to give as much notice if you're wanting to finish the agreement. The downside is there's less stability and security, you know, if the rental provider then decides that they want to do something else and they'd like to give you notice to leave for some particular reason.
We're chatting with Nicole Rich, Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria, about rental agreements and in particular how to end them. Nicole, what constitutes breaking the rental agreement?
Yeah, so that's a really good example of, the risks with fixed term agreements. So again, you know, I think it's pretty standard that you'd be asked to sign up to a fixed term agreement when you first start a rental. So what that means is that you'd be expected to stay for that minimum term of the fixed term. And when people talk about breaking the lease or breaking the agreement, it means that you decide you need to leave for some reason before the end of the fixed term, which, as I said, it would usually be before the end of that sort of, say, 12-month period. So there can be some good reasons, unfortunately, that people might need to leave. But there are some reasons which we can talk about that you're, you know, for which you're allowed to break a lease early and you won't necessarily have to pay any costs. But in most circumstances, if you need to break the lease early, you can do that and you'll give notice, but you will probably have to stump up some costs to the rental provider because you're putting them out of pocket. So the typical costs that you'd be expected to pay as the renter would be, you know, any reasonable advertising costs, re-letting costs, and so on until the, and the rent until the property is re-let. On the other hand, it would be expected that the rental provider makes genuine good efforts to re-let the property as soon as possible.
Nicole, what are some of the, you know, I guess not valid because they are probably all valid, but what are some of the reasons that you can break a rental agreement and it not incur those costs that you've just mentioned?
Yeah, that's right. So renters do have certain sort of rights around the property. So some of which came into place with the rental reforms in Victoria that started last year. So all rental properties in Victoria have to meet a set of minimum standards, which we've talked about maybe a month ago. So if you move in and actually the property doesn't meet any of those minimum standards, you can give immediate notice to vacate. If you're having a lot of problems with the rental provider and essentially what the legislation says is if they've breached their duty 3 times, then you can apply, you can leave early. Breaching duty just means that you know, the rental provider hasn't complied with obligations around things like repairs that they need to make. Those kind of things. There's also some ability to break a rental agreement early where you might be in genuine hardship, or even unfortunately if you might be experiencing family violence and there might be some reasons that you need to leave early. You'd need to go to VCAT, the tribunal, to get an order to be able to leave without paying additional costs, but those are certainly reasons that you are able to go to VCAT and get that order so that you can leave early and not be out of pocket in those sorts of hardship situations.
Nicole, let's talk about the rental provider or landlord. How much notice does a rental provider need to give when asking a renter to vacate?
Yes. So this can, so, you know, I said earlier that as a renter, you need to sort of give you 28 days notice if you're wanting to leave. That's the standard. For a rental provider, it actually varies depending on the reason why they've determined they want to give you a notice to vacate. So the first thing I'd say again is, in a lot of cases, you never get to that because the rental provider will come and have a discussion with the renter and people will come to some sort of a resolution. But there are rights and rules around this if that's not possible. And sometimes for renters, it's difficult to move quickly, particularly in the current market. So I understand that's the case. So there are certain reasons that rental providers can give a renter a notice to vacate. And depending on the reason, they might have to give you more or less notice. So, you know, at the very pointy end, if you as a renter have done something that is intentionally causing serious damage to the property, or you're putting neighbours or the estate agent in danger, then you can be given an immediate notice to vacate. On the other hand, you know, there are reasons like that the rental provider wants to make repairs or renovations to the property, or they want to demolish the property, they have to give you essentially 2 months. They have to give you 60 days notice. So, and then there's different periods of notice depending on other reasons. So there's a full sort of list and requirements, again, on the Consumer Affairs Victoria website, which you can go and check because there's a number of reasons. But can I just sort of add one other thing here? In Victoria, before the rental reforms started last year, there was this thing called a no reason notice to vacate. So a rental provider could give a renter a notice to vacate for no particular reason.
Right.
Any time after when you're on a month to month. There was a certain, you had to give a decent amount of notice, but nevertheless, they didn't actually need a reason. They could just say, we want you to leave. Here's your notice. That doesn't exist anymore. So one of the really important reforms in Victoria is that you actually need a reason. So that's trying to balance the need for rental providers to be able to manage their properties, and if they've got a legitimate reason, then fair enough. But at the same time, these are people's homes, so if you're renting, you should expect that unless there's some actual reason that a rental provider needs you to go, that you don't just get asked to leave for no reason. So as a rental provider, you actually have to have one of the specific reasons that's allowed under the law, and you have to give the amount of notice that is required for that reason. If you don't do one or both of those things, the notice to vacate will be invalid and a renter can challenge it and they don't have to leave.
Nicole, but these, you know, examples of ways in which the rental provider can provide notice, they can happen during a lease, right? Like if you're in a 12-month lease, for example, and then the owner of the house decides they want to sell, they can give you the proper amount of notice, but it can be within your 12-month lease, right?
No, so if you've got a, so again, this is the protection. So there are reasons that a rental provider can ask you to leave early.
Right.
You know, for example, you've owed late rent, you've wrecked the property, you're using the property for illegal purposes, you haven't paid a bond, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Then yes, and probably the one that's, you know, maybe more common would be if you're keeping a pet without consent and, VCAT has actually made an order that you're not allowed to keep a pet, then that you can be asked to leave early. Otherwise not, you've got a fixed agreement.
Okay.
And then once you know, at the end of that period, then there are reasons that a rental provider can ask you to vacate, but they still need to have a reason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the reasons that is allowed is that a fixed term agreement is coming to an end. So that is a point in time when a rental provider can give you a notice to vacate, and they don't necessarily need a further reason than just that the fixed term agreement is coming to an end. But that if they don't do that at the time and with sufficient notice, then the agreement will roll over and then they will need another reason if they're going to end a rental agreement after that.
Let's say the rental provider does try to evict the renter. What happens though if the renter says, you know what, I'm not leaving?
Yeah, I mean, that can absolutely can happen. So as much as I sort of said, like, we sort of always encourage people to just try and sort of work it out, clearly that doesn't always happen. So there's a process under the law which tries to, again, sort of balance people's rights, but also, you know, the importance of safety and so on for everybody. So there is a process that rental providers can follow. They can issue a valid notice to vacate. But if the, and then I think a lot of renters probably move out at that point. The notice to vacate will have to specify a date. As I said, it has to be a sufficient amount of time to give people enough notice. But if a renter doesn't leave at that point in time or says they're not going to leave, then the rental provider can take further steps. What they do is they go to VCAT and they apply for what's called a possession order. If VCAT grants a possession order, then they can get what's called a warrant of possession, and the police can enforce that and essentially evict someone. But really important to note that rental providers and agents aren't allowed to use force to evict somebody on their own, only the police are allowed to enforce a warrant of possession. So there are rights that rental providers have, and they can ultimately take them, and they do, unfortunately, need to do that sometimes. But at the same time, as a renter, you should be aware of your rights that, you know, you can't sort of just be thrown out by the rental provider themselves.
Nicole, what happens if a renter leaves behind some of their stuff? I don't know, like a washing machine, just anything.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, a washing machine's annoying. So as the rental provider, you know, it's heavy and whatever. Is there any, do you have any rights to be like, you need to get this out?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is like, and this is actually quite a like not uncommon issue.
I tried to leave a washing machine. That's why I'm
asking.
Did you?
It's a good one. Yeah. It's okay.
So it's called goods. We call this goods left behind. And again, there's like a set of rules around what happens, because again, we have to sort of be fair to both, because like you said, that can be a real hassle and costly for a rental provider to have to deal with.
Mm.
At the same time, there might be real reasons. People might be in positions of vulnerability and so on when they have to leave. And there might be some reasons why they've left things behind that they actually could be quite important to them or valuable or even just of sentimental value. And so it's important that they can't just be, you know, thrown out without any further reference to the renter. So there are sort of rights and protections for both parties in this. So, you know, if a renter has left goods behind, the rental provider or the landlord, they are allowed to dispose of some types of goods. And there's a list again on the website that others, like, kind of precious sort of goods and things need to be stored for a certain amount of time. And again, the amount of time that they have to be stored can depend on the nature of the goods that are left behind. If you're a renter and you've done this and you actually need them, you should really contact the rental provider, like ASAP, to try and arrange to collect them. And a rental provider can't kind of say, oh, no, you left them behind. I refuse to give them back to you now. I'm not going to arrange it. The rental provider does have obligations to let you get your belongings back, even if you owe rent. And even if it's gone as far as you've been evicted from the property, so there are still protections for renters. And rental providers have to store them, you know, those goods somewhere safe for at least 2 weeks so that renters have a reasonable chance to collect them. But, you know, after that process, rental providers are absolutely within their rights to dispose of goods after that process.
Nicole, super informative as always. Thanks so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
We'll chat to Nicole again next month. And for more info about everything we spoke about, you can head to consumer.vic.gov.au. And that was Nicole Rich, the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.